right, man. We're back here at All Access Sports Radio. Hey, this is Wes. I'm your host here. And I want to give a big shout out to our friends over in Fresno, KJZN 105.5 FM. Thank you for being a part of All Access Sports Radio each and every week. And keep those emails going, man. I love it. Man, this is summer. I can feel the summer just hanging right now. All right, this is our next segment. And I love this next segment because this guy is just flat out awesome. You know, last time I just ran down his stats, and as impressive as it was, I'm going to do it again. All right, Trans World Skateboarding Reader's Choice Award. First place gold in X Games Street in 2006-2007. 2010 winner of Maloof Money Cup in Costa Mesa, California. 100,000 grand prize. Winner of Maloof Cup in Queens, New York. Another 100,000 grand prize. 2013 first place gold Street League X Games Munich, Germany. 2009 Thrasher Skater of the Year, second time, only the second person to do this after Danny Way back in 2005 and again in 2009. He, in 2013, first place Street League, Super Crown, World Champion, $200,000 prize money. Dude, do I need to go any further? Do I need to go any further? Fans, shout it out.
You make me sound all special.
Chris Cobra, Cole, you are special, man. I asked you last time and I'll ask you again. How does it feel to be king?
Man, I don't know. You know what? I take it every single day. It's just kind of another challenge. It's each day just trying to, you know, keep the stoke.
Ever to be so humble. Hey, Chris, like, first off, let me get this out of the way because I know inquiring fans want to know. You recently went through a devastating fire. How's the family, your wife, Wyatt, Penelope, everybody good?
We're all good. You know, we're definitely made off a lot better than a bunch of other families, but the firefighters out here in Southern California, I mean, they handled it, man. They really nailed it, and they worked through the nights and just days on end, just working and working and working. And you can imagine being in that suit around the fire in the dry season in California. It's pretty brutal out there, and they were just, you know, putting it on, saving everybody's house. So we definitely we owe them huge forever.
Yeah, I've seen on the news where people bring them, you know, drinks and food and cook for them, you know, because they're out there, like, just saving people's lives, man.
Yeah, you know what? Like, you can't. I mean, when I was in Hawaii, and my wife called, and she's like, there's fires, and we're evacuated, and this is where it is. And, you know, I took a flight home, and the whole time I was just thinking about, like, normal stuff. Like, I'm listening to music, like, you know, sweating about the fire. I'm listening to music. I'm like, man, I want to learn how to play that on the guitar. Oh, my guitars are probably on fire.
Jesus.
You know, like, there's everything that you've collected throughout the years of your life, it's all burning, essentially, like, in your head. And when you come back and it's not burned, it's just, I mean, it's a huge relief, to say the least.
Were you screaming to your wife, get the X Games medals, get the X Games medals?
You know what? She grabbed a couple of the trophies, which was really cool. But it was mainly, you know, items are items, and there are certain things that you can't ever get back. And, you know, I can get a medal made again somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, the memory's still there, but photo albums, baby teeth, your hard drives of all of your photos and work throughout the years, those are essential, and she grabbed all that.
Good woman. You married a good woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you and your family are safe. Hey, let's get to the X Games. Street League's already started. Didn't go as far as you wanted, you know, but you were in the semifinals. Najee Houston, man, that kid is just ridiculous, isn't he?
His reaction time is astounding.
It's just incredible. So I know going into this summer with Street League and X Games, they were combined last year. Now they're separate. They're on a different network. And last year, I'm going to read a little quote that you had. You said after you won, you said, I feel like I doubly won because, if that's a word, because it's X Games and Street League together. Right?
Yep.
And you said, you know, you triple won because Paul and Luan were there with you. Now that it's on a separate network, the two separate events, one kicked off early, the other one's coming up. Your name is on both of those as the guy. Is it a different feeling? I know it's a different feeling than last year, but now that you had these two separate events, is one weighing more over another? How are you? What's your strategy going into these two events?
You know what it is? It's the fact that there's only so many events this year. Last year was the entire summer was packed. So we couldn't do anything but travel to these contests and prepare for these contests, and that's all we did. But with seven contests, you have the luxury of being like, oh, man, I didn't do that great this one. In 2 weeks, I got another one. No big deal. In this scenario, it's I've got one X Games stop. I have to make it 100% count. And if it doesn't, I got a year until the next one.
Damn.
And with Street League, there's only so many stops, and you really have to put it on and like, you know, slam it home in order to make it to the finals, in order to make it to the Super Crown, in order to even get a shot at the Super Crown Championship.
A lot of pressure. You know,
you know,
talking about the X Games, this one's got to be even more special for you because it's in Austin. And Austin's a big BMX town, and it seems like the X Games are going out of their way to make the BMX, I guess, a real healthy part of the events. And well-known documented, you're a co-owner of Colt still, right?
Yeah.
Of BMX.
And those dudes are, you know, my family and friends, and they frequent Austin, and Chase Hawk is from Austin. It's just a really cool town, and, you know, my wife's going to come out and hang out with me, and, you know, it's always such a good time to go there. It's just the crowd, the people there are just awesome, and just hanging out with Chase and even driving around to skate spots is cool. So this will be, like, a much cooler event.
It should have a little bit of a hometown advantage, you think?
For Chase, maybe. I've grown to find out that I'm not made at all for the heat, and in fact made for the mountain and cold weather. So
you live in
being
Cali.
In that it's being in that Austin heat, man, I'm just going to be sweating like a wild animal out there.
But you live in Cali, right?
Yeah, I live in Cali, but man, I'm getting punished out here. I was made for Philadelphia, you know. And I think as human beings, we all live in like a little, like a 10-degree bubble. And in that 10-degree bubble, we fluctuate our heat. But if it goes anywhere below that 10 degrees, it's cold. If it goes anywhere above it, it's hot. And that's just how that's just how we live. So in Philadelphia, it gets really hot and humid in the summer. Gets really cold and like bitter cold in the winter. And all you do is complain about those two drastic changes, and that's how you kind of get through it, is you're complaining about it.
You know, I never thought about it that way, and that's kind of deep, but I think you're right. I really do.
Yeah, man.
I want to get to this photo that I saw recently. You were recently profiled in Defy Convention, 20 Years of DC and Photographs, that coffee book that they put out. And it's an amazing book, and there's a photo that they put out of you at the premiere party, and you're there with all these who's who of skaters. What goes through your mind when you look at that photo?
It's funny that I'm like, man, the first thing that came to my mind is it's really hard to jam all those people in one spot and everybody gets seen, because everybody in there deserves to be in the front row. You know what I mean? And just like their whole body to be seen, because they're so important. Mm-hmm. And when you have that many jammed in, that there's Danny Way in the back, you know what I mean? Like, that is just absolutely crazy. And I'm really flattered to be a part of that, and to be like, to basically be featured with these guys in this awesome book that speaks to me, because I've seen all the photos growing up. It's huge, and it's always been this, like, DC's history is so forward thinking, and it's like on the next level. And then their photography has been on the next level since before as well. So to be in that book is just huge high five.
Well, I think it's great, and it's one of those ones that, you know, were I in that photo, it'd be in my living room blown up so everybody could see it. It's just a great photo. Hey, in my last 30 seconds, I want to thank Crystal Yang from ESPN for putting this together and making it work. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward at the X Games coming up in June 6th, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah. So good luck with that, Chris. Thanks for coming on our show
this
week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You listen to All Access Sports Radio here at allaccessportsradio.com. We'll be coming back with Corey DeMeyers.